Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think this is going to be a giant mistake, but we'll play it anyway. The audio is not a giant mistake. The idea of the audio is a giant mistake. Jason Lloyd, he's in for Anthony Lima today. Daniel Jeremiah was on with Rich Eisen, and this is what Daniel Jeremiah had to say about the Browns quarterback position. Go.
I feel like Flacco probably has his spot reserved, and then it's going to be 3-for-2. So you got those three young guys competing for the two spots. And I would say, you know, based off of Gabriel, where he was picked, based off of the ability, you know, and I go back to Shadur with my 20th player. He's a first round caliber player. Like talent wise, both those guys, I think, have a huge advantage over Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett has to be light years better than each of them to make the teams. To me, I think Joe Flacco is just in case they don't feel like they can be competent at the position, then you insert Joe. I think their week one starter is going to be, I think it's going to be one of those two rookies.
Oh man, I think that's a terrible mistake. A terrible mistake in every way you could possibly think about it. Again, audio courtesy of the Rich Eisen Show. I got a lot of respect for Daniel Jeremiah. Don't get me wrong. We have him on the show once or twice a year, it seems. And again, nothing against him, but you're trying to do two things at once this year, Jason. You're trying to keep your vets like their heads in it. You're trying to keep them emotionally in it. They're trying to win games of some sort. I don't know how many games they're going to win. Probably not many. So you don't really know which way you're going as far as a franchise. Usually it's a lot easier. We're like, all right, we're going for it. We got to go for the gusto. Or we're getting ready for next year. We're getting ready for draft picks. We're getting ready to not win a lot of football games this year. They've sent mixed messages all throughout the wintertime. And what he says about Kenny Pickett, true. I don't know if his family members are going to send nasty tweets to Daniel Jeremiah now. But with the two rookies, I just think it's a bad thing to do to a third-round rookie who at times has not shown a lot on the field but not got a lot of chances to show a lot on the field when it's come to the OTAs. And Shadur Sanders, where, again, anybody I talk to, it's like, hey, he shows the want to learn, and he's trying as hard to learn, but he's clearly, and this is not my words, this is guys in the building's words, he's clearly behind Dylan Gabriel on nomenclature, on knowing which way to go, things like that. Like they say, the work ethic is there where he can get it, and because his talent might be better, maybe he gets that spot. But I'm going, everything you guys are telling me is way too early for a first round, or for a rookie to not be a first round pick, to not be a first overall pick, to be starting week one. I think that's, as of right now, maybe they could change my mind, but as of June 23rd, man, that seems insane, Jason.
If it's close, play the rookie. If it's close.
I don't think it's going to be close, and I don't think it should be close.
I don't either. I think people are dismissing Kenny Pickett far more than they should. I've said that all along. Right after the draft, I told you I thought Kenny Pickett was the starter. I still think Kenny Pickett's a starter.
You think he's a starter in this league?
I think he's a starter on this team.
Oh,
week one.
Those are two different things. All right.
I talked to Zach about this. I think there's a world where they carry all four.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
I don't, you know, at one time I thought Joe was the odd man out, but, you know, Zach's kind of brought me around to where they could carry all four on the roster. Week one, put it this way, by the end of the season, I've said this before, I hope Shadur has more starts than any quarterback on this roster at the end of the season, when we get to the end of the season, because he's the only one that I look at and say he's got a chance to be a future starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah.
But that's a far different conversation than who's your starter in week one.
I think you're doing so many things in week one. 216-474-0092. Is it a mistake to start a rookie quarterback week one for this football team? I'm going to get back to the Cavs coming up at 722. I can promise you that. But I want to get to you guys right now. 216-474-0092. Is it a mistake to start a rookie quarterback in week one? And there, for so many reasons, I think it is. I bring up the veteran part of it. You set the tone for what your future is if you start that rookie week one where you have a fifth-round guy or a third-round guy starting. So it's not where you're taking off with a guy who is a first overall pick or second overall pick. Like, those things you can certainly understand. It's like, all right, these guys are clearly better than anything we've had in the past. It's time to move on. I don't know if they're clearly more ready. I don't think they're clearly better. I don't know if they're clearly better, and I don't know if they're clearly more ready to go than what Joe Flacco or even Kenny Pickett would be. You know, those guys, veterans are going to respond more to them. And since you've decided to invest in Joel Bitonio for another year, Joel Bitonio's come back because you still have Wyatt Teller, Ethan Posick on your offensive line there with your veterans. While you still have veterans on your defense there. You want somebody who can know the offense without even really having to pick it up. That's a Joe Flacco. You want a guy who can know the offense because he's played in a couple of places and probably would get along decently with Kevin Stefanski, and Kevin seems to like him. That's Kenny Pickett. Like, I would see you more going in that way. If you start one of those players, and this is another thing, you might be more excited to start one of those guys. And I know this is an uphill battle with the fans because rookies are exciting. Kenny Pickett is not exciting.
Unknown. Yes. It's the unknown.
I think Joe Flacco, we have a lot of great feelings for him, but we know that this could very well be his last season. This is year 18. He's 40 years old. So how much excitement are you really getting? 2023? That was really exciting, but that was in the second half of the season. To start off the year, I don't know if it's going to be that way. And to go with a guy like Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, it would make more sense because now I got everybody centered. If I go out there in week one against the Bengals starting Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel, and you go out and you get smoked, like you have been smoked in week one in the past, you can get guys back. It's week one. But I think that creeps into who made the decision here? Who made the decision on making this decision to be the quarterback of this football team? Why are we doing this? What is the point of any of us being? Like, I think you can lose a locker room without even trying very, very quickly if you start one of these two rookies right off the rip. They have to be so sensational to me, Jason, in training camp to start to change my mind. It's unfair to the team, and I think it's actually unfair to the rookies as well.
I hear you on the veteran thing, and usually I'm in that camp as well. I don't know that I am this time because Joel came back on his own accord. He knew what he was getting into. He knows exactly the room he's walking into and what the expectations are for this season, how this season's probably going to go. Miles, I don't feel sorry for anymore. He got his money. Miles, he's gotten plenty of money.
I feel sorry for him.
No, but I'm just saying, like, Miles knew what he was signing up for when he took the money. There was a lot of pain and suffering in that new contract that he signed. So, I don't feel bad for him anymore. And this is probably the last year of that offensive line being together.
Yeah.
Because there was a time where I made that argument. You got to worry about Joel Bitonio, Miles Garrett, Nick Chubb, what these guys think. Well, Nick's gone. But Miles in a different category now, yes. And Joel came back knowing this is how he's going to end his career.
But I also want to take my best foot forward and being able, because I understand that Joel's probably done after this year, more than likely. Like 90% I'm sure that he's done. Wyatt Teller could be in another place. Ethan Posick could be in another place, yeah, by the end of all this. But damn it, like, you've started this year with veterans. I also have to assess, all right, what's Kevin really got? What's Andrew Berry really got? You know, those guys also need to be assessed in this. And I'm sure that as of right now, and they should be, as of right now, there is no hot seat. They should be safe.
If you're going to fire him last year, there's no reason
exactly.
to fire him. There's no reason to fire him
exactly.
this year.
But when we get to December and things like that, like, things start to change, I want them to have the best chance for it. I think naturally you'll get to the point where it's like, okay, you know what? It's been some time. Let's put the rookies in. Let's see what some of these rookies can do. I think naturally you'll be there. I don't think week one's the place for it.
The Browns left this draft thinking they're taking their quarterback of the future next year.
Yes.
So it's on Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders to change their mind. They can't do that in two or three starts. If they get two or three starts, Browns are taking another quarterback next year at the top of the first round.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that.
Which is why it goes back to I hope that Shedeur has the most starts of any of these quarterbacks by the end of the season. Because you got to have some sort of sample size to evaluate
but
these guys.
But this is what I say that some people, they either don't want to hear or they don't hear, and I have to keep repeating myself, is Kevin is going to get a chance to see and has already had this chance to see way more of these guys than any of us are ever going to.
Absolutely.
If they can't, I think this is the most open quarterback job in the NFL.
For sure.
Okay. If neither of these guys can do what it takes to make everybody feel comfortable and going, he can defend himself and run the offense, go right on ahead, then we don't need to see him. I do not need to see him over there at Huntington Bank Field or any other stadium for that matter. If they can't, you get it. You understand.
I totally hear what you're saying, yeah. And I agree with that. But again, then they're taking a quarterback at the top of the next year.
Yeah. If Shador, and that's fine.
If Shador starts three games this year and Dylan Gabriel starts two or three games, they're taking a quarterback next year because they have no faith in either one of these
guys.
And
frankly, and honestly, I'm fine with that. I just don't want them to be put in a position where it's like, all right, let's just rip off the Band-Aid and see where we're at. I think there's been so many times we've just done this and just done that, and it's turned into a complete disaster for the football team. I don't want to put them in a bad spot, and I certainly don't want to put the rest of the team in the bad spot. It's like, can we just for once have guys go out there and, hey, show me what you got in practice every day, on the field, off the field, behind the scenes. Let me pick, because this is as open as it gets. And let's see whether or not you can actually do it and actually earn the position instead of, well, we got no other recourse for it, and we want to put some people in the seat, so let's go ahead and start Dummy over here and see whether or not Dummy can go ahead and do it. Because in the last 25 years, old Dummy hadn't been able to do it. So I don't want to do that to just Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders.
You have this. The only thing that matters for the Browns right now is figuring out quarterback. That's it. Nothing else matters about this season. It doesn't matter how many games they win. They're not going to the playoffs. They're not winning the Super Bowl. So it does it matter if you win three games or if you win six or seven? Really, does it really matter?
No.
It really doesn't matter. All you're doing is putting yourself in a better position to try and find the franchise quarterback. The only thing that matters for the Cleveland Browns in 2025 is trying yet again to answer the quarterback position. That's it.
We're back in the air. Hey, we're back in the air. You two Avon Lake guys, talk about Avon Lake another time.
No, but I know a couple of those people probably, so we're going to talk about that later. Yeah. So just
can we just go to this segment? Can we just go to another break? Can we just put another break on?
Back in the day, we used to do mics off. People got annoyed by it, so we stopped doing mics off.
Well, this would be a 3.5 minute mics off.
Very, 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 very rarely, if it has to happen, we'll do 3, 2, 1 mics off. But now, yeah, nah. Back in the day. Because it's just like they want to know so bad. It's like, you can't. Not that one. All right. Coming up at 8:22, Daryl Otter going to join us on the show. I'm going to get back to the Cavs here in a moment. I do want to know, is it a mistake to start the rookie? One of the two rookies at QB, is it a mistake to do it? And yes, I know about Shador and about his other speeding ticket. And I know about the stuff said about his dad. We'll get to that coming up at 8 o'clock, I promise. Because I got to get some more Cavs in here because there's a big issue that happened after the finals last night I want to talk to Jason about. But when I hear Daniel Jeremiah, if we can cue this up, when I hear Daniel Jeremiah go on Rich Eisen's show and say this, I become very, very nervous of the season stopping before it even starts.
I feel like Flacco probably has his spot reserved, and then it's going to be 3 for 2. So you got those three young guys competing for the two spots. And I would say, you know, based off of Gabriel, where he was picked, based off of the ability, you know, and I go back to Shador with my 20th player. He's a first round caliber player, like talent wise, both those guys, I think have a huge advantage over Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett has to be light years better than each of them to make the teams. To me, I think Joe Flacco is just in case they don't feel like they can be competent at the position, then you insert Joe. I think their week one starter is going to be, I think it's going to be one of those two rookies.
Hey, listen, again, I cannot say it enough. I respect Daniel Jeremiah. I respect his opinion. I think it's a colossal mistake.
What if it's close?
I'd still start the veteran.
For how long?
As long as the wheels came off. As long as it took for the wheels to come off. And if that's a week, then fine. I guess I lost on the week. I go with the veteran. You know what I would honestly do, and guys do this? Can I talk to Joel Bitonio alone? Can I talk to Wyatt alone? Can I talk to, I'm serious, can I talk to one of those guys alone? Guys I trust.
Yeah.
DeJuan someday, I think, has the character to be one of those guys at some point, especially with what he's done during the offseason. You can tell he's taken his career very seriously.
He looks phenomenal.
I love DeJuan Jones. Good God. I hope people can understand that every single time I talk about him. Good God, I can't wait for his future and to see what he's capable of. I hope that he's one of those guys, but I'm talking to one of the veterans on the offensive line going, you trust this kid? Do you? Do you trust him with your final year in the NFL to not make a mockery of it? To not start this thing off on the wrong foot. I mean, let's put our cards out here on the table. We know what this football team has been. Yeah. We've had a couple of ups and we've had some terrible downs here over the last 6 years with Kevin Stefanski. And I think that you look at your veterans. It's a workplace. There's people that you trust. There's guys you don't trust. You pull them aside quietly. Do you trust this kid? Do you trust him over Joe? Assuming Joe is the guy right now, right?
Yeah.
Would you trust him over Joel? Joe? Well, maybe not, but can you trust him as much as Joe? Can you trust him with this offense to put this kid out here? Maybe not kid, young man. Say it however you want to. And if they can tell me yes, maybe I change my mind. But I don't know what those guys are thinking right now. And I find it, I'm hard-pressed to believe before week one, the other veterans on the team be like, yeah, go throw Junior out there. Mm-mm.
Well, no. The veterans are always going to want the veteran.
Yes.
And usually. That's, but not that's always. Why, that's usually. Why I vote.
Guys, we had 17 games in 18 weeks. What's the rush?
Yeah.
What's the rush?
Well, the rush is you have 17 chances to evaluate him before you have to make another decision.
But honestly, do you even need that as much? I didn't need 17 chances to evaluate DTR. I didn't need 17 chances to evaluate Colt McCoy. I didn't need 17 chances to evaluate any of these guys, basically, over these last how many years with the Cleveland Browns. Baker, because he was a first overall pick, actually needed more than 17 chances to evaluate, considering how Jekyll and Hyde his career has been. But the other guys, no, I don't have the time, and I don't know if they deserve all the time given to them to warrant that much.
The worst thing that could happen, I believe, this year, start 7 games. Mystery quarterback X, I don't care which one. Dylan, Shador, whatever.
Yeah.
Start 6-7 games, 8 games. You look at it and you go, you know, there's some flashes there. I think there's a chance. That's the worst thing that could happen this year. They both need to be terrible, or one of them needs to be great. Because if you start trying to talk yourself into, you know,
yeah, but
I think they got something.
There's another
here.
Side to this is that you and I are going to have to watch football on Saturdays too, and I'm going to see Lenora Sellers. I'm going to go, hey, there ain't nothing about him that I'm talking about flashes with. I'm going to go ahead and take that kid, or I'm going to say the same thing about Garrett Nussmeier, Drew Aller, or one of the other guys
you
out there.
Say that now.
I say it now because I'm sure. You know what? I probably said it in 2011, and 2013, and 2015, and 2017.
Yep.
I said it all them years.
Shador goes out and throws for 310 and 2 touchdowns in one game. In one game, that's all it's going to take.
What's the stats again?
310, 2 or 3 touchdowns in one game.
He throws for 310.
In one game.
That's obviously going to be a Sunday afternoon game. That's the only time they play.
Unless it's overseas. Then it's a 9:30 game.
And okay. now you got people trying to
throws for 310 and 2 touchdowns.
But they're on the metric system over there, so isn't it less? Wait a minute. No, yards aren't metric, aren't they?
It was 19.
Damn it.
If he does that, this is all Monday morning. Get ready.
Weirdo yards with English system. Metrics are meters.
Oh, okay. Well, a meter sticks is a yard anyway, isn't it?
No.
So doesn't he still throw for 310 meters?
No, it's 3.03.
Isn't a meter just a yard?
No, it's a little bit.
It's totally different.
Bit bigger. Just a teeny bit bigger.
What's wrong with you?
I haven't done math in 18 years. The hell are you talking about? You think I know this? Turn the music up. I'm just going to listen to the music for a second.
So that's all Monday will be.
Try
and recompose.
And then Ken's going to walk in and go, Shador! Where'd my voice go? That's it. That's the Monday show. Congratulations.
I've never heard a good impression of me. That was an incredible impression of me because that's exactly what I would do.
Tone, will you believe it?
He knows me.
He's not wrong.
He knows me very well. Tony in Mansfield, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Tony. Yes.
Yeah, Ken. So I tend to agree with you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The only thing is what if, well, one, if either of the rookies don't win the starting job, don't we assume that they're going to draft a quarterback anyways? Because, I mean, the standard is Joe Flacco, what we're saying right now. So it's like, how good are they really if they can't even win the starting spot out with competing against Joe Flacco? And they're going to see that, like you said, in, you know, camp leading up through preseason. Like, we don't need to see them, really, if it's kind of like the DTR thing.
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of the problem, though, is we don't even really need to see them, because if they can't beat out Joe Flacco, then they're not good enough anyways. Now, let's say they are good enough. Would you still consider starting Joe Flacco through the gauntlet in the beginning of the year, maybe to get them comfortable with, you know, just game day prep, seeing the actual Sundays? And the routine.
Tony, I've waffled back and forth about that because, you know, I'm a protectionist with these rookies because I, you know, I keep going back to like Deshaun Kizer. I'm like, that poor kid never had a chance, for the love
of
God.
We've seen the history.
But I still think the NFL is the NFL in so many ways. And yes, there are teams that are better than others, but it's not like, okay, we're going to take on Arkansas State this week, Arkansas State's a proud program. We're going to take on Slappy U this week, and then next week we got to play Penn State. Like, it's not like that. Like, there's not that big of a difference. So it's like, all right, would I start them against the Saints instead of against the Eagles? Well, they're both going to be tough teams that are both made of professionals that are going to be trying to go out there and take his head off. So it's like, can he protect himself against these football teams? Can he protect himself in the NFL? Can he run the offense? Can he get rid of the football? Can he make the right decisions and not kill our offense and put our defense in bad positions? If I have faith in him to do that, then I'll go ahead and I'll do that. I just don't feel like I'm going to be in a position to really believe that they're going to be able to do that in week one.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. And even if Shador or Dylan Gabriel is considerably better than Joe Flacco, which we're hoping, right? I would still possibly sit them the first couple of games until the wheels fall off, because I think that could happen sooner rather than later with Joe Flacco, unfortunately.
Yeah,
love him to death.
It's possible, yeah.
So even if they are better, I could justify still sitting them for a couple games just to kind of get them into it, and it might help them a little bit better to get them kicked off and just to see what we're going to be doing next year. Because, I mean, this is I agree with Jason. I mean, all we're worried about this year is finding our quarterback.
Well, so, and I'll tell you this, Tony, you're right about this. Can I go back to Joe Flacco for just a second? Because I want to get one more in, and then I want to get back to the Cavs for a second. Joe's as big as a wild card as anybody when it comes to a veteran. Like, in that run in 2023, I remember the Bears game where it's like, oh, my God, how did he complete that pass? And then I also remember the Jets game where he basically hands it off to a defensive lineman. Like, he can be a bit of a wild card in his own right. That's why he's in the position where he's in throughout his career. So you have to evaluate it properly. Like, if he could very well go out there in training camp and look like garbage, and then all of a sudden I gotta make a decision here.
He wasn't.
I don't think he will, but he very well could.
Yeah, I want to go back to something else about like throwing these guys. You mentioned DeShone Kizer. Kizer was 21 when they threw him out there. Dylan Gabriel's 24 years old.
He's more. Yes, he's an adult.
Shador's 23. Like how
long? He was 22.
He's 23. Huh. How long do we have to baby these guys? They're 23 and 24 years old.
Not the entire season, but they were still taken later than he was. And this is by the same group, if I'm not mistaken. Or at least, no, Andrew was part of that group, but I don't think he was not the general manager yet.
No,
that took DeShone Kizer.
Yeah, no.
But he was in the building at that time.
I think there's a stark difference between, I mean, what's everyone say about Dylan Gabriel? The 61 starts, whatever it is that he's made in college.
A whole bunch with three different programs. He knows a lot of football.
Yeah, he knows a ton of football. And Shador, obviously, growing up under Deion. Like, these are not 21-year-old guys with 1 year experience.
Those are things that help them. That's why it would open up my eyes a little bit more. But
if it's close, I'd throw the rookie out there. Week one. What do you got to lose?
I don't think I would.
Football games?
Jim and Strong. I got jobs to lose. Are you kidding? I got faith to lose on the guys I'm trying to lead.
If you were going to fire him, you'd have fired him last year. You're not going to fire him now.
Doesn't mean they won't make the decision by the end of January or by the beginning of January.
You're not going to fire him now. I do believe.
You're not going to fire him now in June, but you could very well fire him in December or, God, even worse, earlier in the year. You don't want to do that.
I do think that there is, well, first of all, trading down from 3 to 5 is not a move anyone makes if they're in fear of losing their job. So clearly there's no fear of this is a make or break season.
No.
But you do have to trust that Jimmy's not going to make an emotional, reactionary decision in October. And there is a lot of faith. You have to put a lot of faith in that.
Do you think Sasha was surprised when he got let go?
I've talked to people in that building who got a glowing review and got fired 2 weeks later.
Well, there you go. Jim and Strong's, you just made your argument against yourself. No, Jim and Strong's.
I get it, but I'm also saying.
Yeah, Jason, enough. I'm up, buddy. Come on. Okay.
He's going to hang up on him. Jason's going to hang up on him. He doesn't know what button to push.
Jason, it's bad enough that you were making fun of Ken about a yard not being the same as a meter. It's 900th of a yard more yardage.
That's enough.
You can't. Wait a minute. You're going to mess up the button. Don't.
I hope it's on camera of Jason with his old guy glasses on staring.
Jason, don't touch. You're going to mess up.
My 97-year-old grandfather, Jason Lloyd, in today.
Listen, the IT guys are not going to come in early because you messed up the call box. So stop touching the mouse and let me get this thing fixed. Even I'm not very good at it.
He has this look of, did I get it?
Did I get it?
He's on the wrong thing, too. Jim, you're next up in the fan. Go ahead. We lost Jim because he's on B now. All right, Owen.
I love it.
You have the con. Let me put him on. I got to put Jim back on hold, which means we're never going to get Jim back again.
I've sent Jim off to the abyss.
Here.
All right. Am I here?
He's still talking. He's been talking this whole time.
Oh, my God.
No, I wasn't talking. Alexa, mute. I started listening again because I thought you hung up on me.
Now I hung up on you.
He figured it out.
What are you doing?
I figured it out.
There's a protocol to this. He's got to hit the thing first before you hang up on people.
Oh, my God. They don't know.
Unless Jim Ross.
Well, now they know.
Unless Jim Ross speaks, they think they're still on the air.
Well, good. Let them think he's still on the air.
You can't just hang up on Jim because he's insulting you. He's just going to call into the afternoon show and insult you there. You can't do anything about that then.
It's fine.
Damn it, Jim, I wanted to get to the cab.
Jim, go to your free Odyssey app. There's the coming in hotline over there. Jason can't stop me over there. Go leave that 30-second
message.
We're
going to get back to this. I promise this. But 60 seconds.
Spilled coffee. Over
with.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs look like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. I couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, we had a wild Game 7 victory last night for the Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91. I say wild because of what happened early on with Tyrese Halliburton after a hot shooting start. Went out of the game with what appears to be an Achilles injury. Now, that changed the game for a lot of folks, including the Indiana Pacers. This is Obi Toppin after the game last night talking about the effect it had on Indiana.
We need a tie out there. He's been good for us all year. And for him to go down, getting a game like that, it's like it sucked the soul out of us. I ain't going to say out of everybody, but I don't feel like I played good because I was thinking about it the whole day and I felt like it was my fault.
I mean, is this one of the most impactful like game seven injuries we've ever seen, not just for short term, but the long term future?
He's right. He sucked. TJ McConnell's the only one that tried in the second half on that whole team. that's a big excuse from him of why they sucked. Oh, because Halliburton was hurt. Like, no, you sucked at basketball last night, and there's a reason why you've been on a couple teams now.
Wow.
Yes. Coming in hot.
I never thought I'd hear that out of you over there. I'm sorry.
It's finally time someone took
the top. Who was it earlier in the playoffs you said was making excuses? Was that Max Strus you got really angry at?
Yes.
Same energy right now. This is fascinating. I was getting frustrated by the amount of mid-rangers he was hitting last night. He's what Ty Jerome, we want him to be in the playoffs.
You notice this. Owen hates excuses, and I think that's part of the reason he hates me so much. Because I make excuses for everybody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Huge excuse guy, and I hate him.
Yeah, yeah. Fair. Fair reason why you hate me. Jason, your thoughts.
This is finally coming out.
Your thoughts on all of it.
I actually thought that the Pacers could use the Halliburton thing as motivation. And like when the video leaked of the Thunder double-decker buses getting out, did you see that? The champions... They had the parade all ready to go, and then I'm like, oh man, this ain't good. These aren't good signs. But you know, to your point about is the biggest game seven injury. Yeah, I mean the Kevin Durant thing is the biggest one that I can recall, but that was not game seven. Hmm. So if you want to narrow it down to game seven, yeah, it's the biggest game seven injury that I can recall. But the Durant thing, because of his stature at the time in the league, obviously he was bigger than where Hallie is even now. That felt like a landscape shifter.
Is Tyrese Halliburton a big enough name that you can call him Hallie now?
I just did.
Yeah, I know. It's just,
there's a nickname that everyone wants to call him, but none of the networks want him to.
You going to say that on the radio?
Can I say it on the radio? I don't know if I can.
I don't know where you're going with it.
I don't think you should.
They're calling him the moment. They're calling him the moment. That's the PC name.
Oh, that's what they're calling him?
That's what they the networks are calling
him. Okay, then that's certainly one you can call.
If there's a nickname you want to know that we can't say on the air, just be sure to look it up as soon as you possibly can.
There's one all over the internet going around right now that I certainly don't want you using on the radio.
I haven't even seen it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you off the air. It's up to them to go find it themselves.
All right, well, I'm happy you brought up Kevin Durant because that was the other big story in the NBA yesterday, being traded to the Houston Rockets for Dylan Brooks, as well as Jalen Green, a 10th overall pick this year, and 5 second-round picks. This is Kevin Durant talking about the year and a half he and Phoenix had together.
They wanted me to go, so it's like, I'm glad we both, you know, they got what they wanted, and I got what I wanted. So we can move on, and good luck to them going forward. And I always remember my time there, but we on something else.
A year and a half ago, Durant was traded from the Nets for two players and 4 first-round picks, so quite a haul that the Suns get back in return for the 37-year-old.
I don't think Kevin Durant cares about any of this stuff, but I think he's kind of spiked his own legacy. He's been with so many teams. Like, I think he's kind of spiked it. Like, LeBron, it's like, okay, LeBron's been with a few teams, but LeBron's won championships and has been the reason they won championships with all those teams. It's like he kind of gets, Durant gets lost.
I agree.
You do agree?
I do agree.
And he's that generation of player, yeah.
He's up to five, I think this is 5 teams now.
Yes.
OKC, Seattle's one.
Yeah.
OKC, Seattle's one. Golden
Two,
State.
3, 4,
Brooklyn,
5. Houston's
Phoenix,
5.
And now Houston.
Yeah. Yeah, he's spiked his own legacy. Like, I think 20 years from now, he becomes one of those guys where it's like, yeah, you know LeBron, you know Steph.
What jersey? I guess you remember him in a Warriors jersey because that's where he won championships. But what jersey?
I don't know. I think he's one of those guys where it's like, I respect his game and I know he's a tremendous player. He's a 1%.
Phenomenal.
But I think in 20 years, he's one of the guys who go, oh, yeah, also Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was a really great player, but he's marginalized himself.
I had that conversation with LeBron his last year in Cleveland. I remember we were in Dallas and I said, how many is too many? How many teams is too many teams? Because we kind of figured out that he was probably leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And
why didn't you say anything?
We did.
Oh,
and
giving us a warning.
I kind of did.
Didn't want to believe you.
But anyway, so he had said, like, flippantly, he said, you know, I don't know about like 4, 5, and 6. You get to that many teams, but like he said, when he saw Michael playing another jersey, he knew nothing lasts forever and anything's possible. And he did not think 3 was an absurd amount of teams.
That's what's the most fascinating thing is that Durant has gone on this like long trek, even longer than some of the other veterans who went to other teams and looked wrong playing for other teams. But his game hasn't really gotten worse. He's not doing the whole Hakeem Olajuwon in Toronto, the Patrick Ewing in Seattle or Orlando.
KD, like KD's numbers are like prime KD.
Maintaining. But it's just the fact that he's on so many teams now, and you're going to a Houston squad that's now, by the way, had all 3 of the original Oklahoma City Thunder Big 3 as their main franchise guy at this point.
It never seems to end well with Kevin.
No.
Enjoy while you got him.
It didn't even start that great either.
Enjoy him while you got him, because it always seems to end in a lot of he said, well, finger pointing.
I don't get mad about him torpedoing teams or anything like that. I don't know if he did. Like, James Harden, I think, torpedoes basketball teams. I don't think he does it in that sense.
No.
I've come to appreciate him more as just like, hey, he's a great player, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks of him. Clearly, you see by his Twitter.
Oh, clearly he does think what people care about him.
Why?
Because he's all over Twitter and arguing with people.
I think he's just a sociopath, and I don't think he cares. I think he truly doesn't care.
I think
he finds the nastiest thing he can find and makes fun of it. I don't think he cares.
I think he cares.
You think he cares what you would say about him or I would say about him?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
All right. I'm surprised by that, but continue.
That's all right. Going from basketball to baseball yesterday, Cleveland Guardians finishing their road trip victorious over the Sacletics 3-0 as Stephen Vogt
talked. The Sacletics.
I mean, they play in Sacramento. They are the Athletics, even though they have Las Vegas off the patch.
Steven, the Athletics, who are currently playing in Sacramento.
Steven Vogt yesterday talking about how his feelings went about this road trip.
Extremely happy. Obviously, we would have liked to have played better in Seattle and have taken one of those, but you come on a West Coast trip playing against these three teams and you come out of it with two series W's, that's a successful trip. Obviously, we need to get better. We need to keep winning games. We need to keep working, but we got a long way to go. But I couldn't be more proud of the way our group was resilient down the stretch here on this last bit of the West Coast trip.
Slade Ciccone is starting to make this Josh Naylor trade seem very worth it to me.
Yes, so far he is. He has been a very nice, bright spot. And now I put him in the same category. Bybee, okay, Williams. I know that Luis Ortiz has been up and down.
When he's good, he's great.
I think they got something there with Luis Ortiz. Slade Ciccone, and then Logan Allen will figure him out at some point. But I got those four. Again, my goals have shifted for this year. I don't think that they're a postseason team per se, but man, if I come out of this season, and considering that they with the restraints that they've had to put themselves under when it comes to salary, I know, but if they come out of this season and I think that I got hope for all four of those guys, it's at different levels. But if I got hope for all four of those guys, I'm not laughing, but I'm feeling better about 2026 and beyond. Am I not, Jason?
You know how hard it is to find starting pitching at an affordable level in baseball. If they just created two starters for Andrés Giménez and 1 year of Josh Naylor for a Giménez contract that is looking more and more like an anchor as every day passes, like last offseason was their last chance to get out of that without having to eat some money or attach assets to it. They got out at the last possible moment.
Yep.
And to not only get off the money, and I don't want to do victory laps for saving an owner money, but hopefully they reinvest that elsewhere. And you saw where with the Bybee extension, whatever else. But I'm just saying to get out of that money, and Naylor's having a great year in Arizona. So let's not act like they didn't lose anything. But they created an asset for Naylor, replaced it at a somewhat level in Santana, although I wish they would move Santana, actually. I think we're at that point. And now create another asset for that. But the larger picture...
Where the hell are we going to put him?
Who?
Santana.
I said trade him.
On a different team?
Right. To who? For what? Anybody for something?
I mean, you're going to get another prospect.
Okay, fair enough.
Hell of a trade.
But to create two starting pitchers, the larger point in all this, to create two starting pitchers at an affordable rate with controllable years in front of them like that is really, really, really hard to do.
That's it for About Last Night.
Well, wonderful as always.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.